Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Yeah, welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. We've gathered here once again. We've gathered for only one person. And that is the King of Glory, the one who has made it possible that we are alive today. We are gathered here to hear from him again this morning. Father, I want to say thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for your provision, your protection, your guidance. Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for giving us breath each and every day. Thank you because you are the God that neither sleeps nor slumbers. Thank you for your loving kindness, O Lord, for your tender mercies. Accept our thanks, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you are listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep revelations in the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let somebody out there know that it is time for a devotion. And by doing so, you never can tell. You might just be winning a soul to Christ. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 15th day in the month of January 2025. It's a beautiful Wednesday, and we'll be looking at a topic that says Identifying the Jericho Wall Part 2. Identifying the Jericho Wall Part 2. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 28 from our manual. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Genesis chapter 47 to chapter 50. Genesis chapter 47 to chapter 50. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33, which says, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Our Bible reading for today is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 13 from verse 1 to 14. 2 Samuel chapter 13. From verse 1 to 14, are you with your Bibles now? From verse 1, it reads, after this, Absalom the son of David had a lovely sister, whose name was Tamar, and Amnon the son of David loved her. Amnon was so distressed over his sister Tamar that he became sick, for she was a virgin, and it was improper for Amnon to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. Now Jonadab was a very crafty man, and he said to him, Why are you, the king's son, becoming thinner day after day? Will you not tell me? Amnon said to him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. So Jonadab said to him, lie down on your bed and pretend to be ill. And when your father comes to see you, say to him, please let my sister Tamar come and give me food, and prepare the food in my sight, that I may see it and eat from her hand. Then Amnon lay down and pretended to be ill. When the king came to see him, Amnon said to the king, please let Tamar, my sister, come and make a couple of cakes for me in my sight, that I may eat from her hand. And David sent Tamar, saying, now go to your brother Amnon's house and prepare food for him. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was lying down. Then she took flour and kneaded it, made cake in his sight, and baked the cake. And she took the pan and placed them out before him. And he refused to eat. Then Amnon said, Have everyone go out from me. And they all went out from him. Then Amnon said to Tamar, bring the food into the bedroom, that I may eat from your hand. And Tamar took the cake which she had made, and brought them to Amnon, her brother, in the bedroom. Now when she had brought them to him to eat, he took hold of her and said to her, come lie with me, my sister. But she answered him, no, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing should be done in Israel. Do not do this disgraceful thing. And I, where could I take my shame? And as for you, you would be like one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, please speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you. However, he would not heed her voice, and being stronger than she, he forced her and lay with her. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic is identifying the Jericho Wall, part 2. Today, I will continue the discussion I started yesterday on the factors that can hinder a person's progress. Sometimes the wall hindering your progress could be someone you have a relationship with. Many people don't know it, but sometimes even the people you love may be a hindrance to your progress. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 5, Abraham took Lot with him when God called him to leave his family behind and go to a place that he would show him. However, it wasn't until Lot separated from him in Genesis 13, from verse 14 to 17, that God spoke and showed him the land he had promised. The spiritual authority a person submits to can also hinder the fellow's progress, like we see in 1 Kings chapter 13 from verse 1 to 24. This is why you must carefully choose your spiritual father or mentor with the Holy Spirit's guidance. John 15 verse 20 says that the servant cannot be greater than the master. Whomever you choose to be your master will definitely determine how far you can go. Prayerfully choose someone who is constantly growing, so that there won't be a limit to your progress. Another kind of person that can be a wall of Jericho that is hindering your progress is your friend. To a great extent, those you call your friends will determine how far you will go in life. This is why Solomon warned his sons in Proverbs 1 verse 10 to 15 not to keep company with certain kinds of friends. When I became born again, one of the first things I did was to change my friends. It was painful, but if I had remained in their company, I would never have come this far in life. Amnon would have lived a long and good life as the son of David, but he ended up badly because he had the wrong friend. In 2 Samuel chapter 13 verse 3, the Bible says, "But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab." There are some people who pose as friends who are actually like the wall of Jericho. If you have such friends, stay away from them because they are enemies of progress. If you have a friend who only gossips, but you never pray or discuss the Bible, that friend will become a hindrance to your progress. If you have friends whose pieces of advice are always contrary to what the Bible says and always encouraging you to reduce your dedication to God, such friends are a wall of Jericho between you and God's perfect plan for your life. Beloved, please run away from such friends. Today's Open Heaven comes to the prayer point that says, "Father, please help me stay away from friends that will hinder my progress in life, in Jesus' name. Father, help me to stay away from friends that will hinder my progress in life, in Jesus' name. Amen." Thank you for staying tuned and thank you for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share the message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefellowsradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisefellowsradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thank you for staying tuned and thank you for joining us. You can also follow all our amazing shows we have lined up for you throughout the day. Join the Praise for Last family today and enjoy exciting gospel vibes. Till you hear my voice again, until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.